Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Okay, so two things. We're going to really try to make this a 15-minute Q&A.
Yeah, we'll see.
Still has never happened. But also, I've got a idea for the Tuesday episodes. I need you to remind me that I want to start doing this.
All right.
Chase is here with me. But I want to start the Tuesday Q&A episodes off with a quote.
Great idea.
So I have my quote ready for today.
All right, what is it?
It's from Mother Teresa. And it's, kind words can be short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And so it's just a reminder to, like, if you're kind to somebody, whether it's a stranger or somebody you know, and you say something, like, it could be the one thing that turns their day around. It could be the one thing they needed to hear. It could be the thing that they're going to hear over and over, that echo in their head of like, oh, so-and-so, that person said this to me. And that might be something that just echoes for them.
You bet.
So, and it's really simple. I mean, like Mother Teresa
said, take much.
Short and easy to speak. Okay, so first question is from...
This one's from Molly.
Okay.
She wants to know, have you read Jessica Simpson's book? If not, you totally should. I think you would like it.
Okay, well, I didn't read it, but I listened to the audio version. Does that count?
I think so.
Like,
yeah.
These days, I was so obsessed with finishing it that I was listening to it while I was getting ready, while I was working out, while I was driving. I got through that pretty quickly, and I was very impressed. I learned all kinds of things about her that I had no idea. I think sometimes we assume because some people can be so public, and there was a time growing up, well, I mean, you know, not she wasn't like a childhood star to me, but like in some of my formative years, like I was watching her and I thought I knew everything about her because, you know, they invited us into their home on Newlyweds. Yeah. And then her and Nick were getting a divorce and I was devastated. And, you know, it was like all the things, but I just thought I always knew what was going on with her and the crazy things that had happened to her. And really, it just was a reminder that you have no idea. You have no idea what people are going through, famous or not famous. So I was reminded of the word grace to keep that in mind for people. That's something I try to remind myself a lot about. And we bring it up here on the podcast because I think it's important. You never know. Like, I think there was even times recently where I was seeing how she would act. And by recently, I mean, maybe in the last 5 years or so. I don't know when that interview was from her when she was on Ellen, where she was totally out of it.
Yeah.
But she addresses that in the book. And I remember watching that and being like, what is wrong with her? Like, she's crazy. But she's not. I mean, yes, she had some stuff going on, but, you know, we all can and will and do at some point. And when you take it all the way back to some of the stuff that she had to deal with in her childhood and then how she learned to cope with things and deal with things with alcohol and pills and whatnot, it all makes sense. And you just have, it's like, oh, and then hearing it from her perspective, I just kept thinking grace, grace, grace. And she is so good. Even as a guy, like, I think that you would like it probably.
Well, I'm intrigued just a little bit because I remember the Newlyweds, right?
Yeah.
The MTV show. And I was like, I mean, when you were kind of mentioning that it was so in depth, I'm like,
no, I mean, she gets into it when she dated John Mayer and what her divorce was really like. I think we thought we knew, but we had no idea.
Oh, wow.
Kind of like, isn't that the tagline for Real World? Or it was when that show was on. It's like, you think you know, but you have no idea. And, you know, I feel like that could be her tagline. It could have been called Jessica Simpson Open Book. You think you know, but you have no idea. And I feel like that's, you learn a lot about people when they put out, you know, a book like that, where they go all the way back and share with you the ins and outs of their life and their story and what made them who they are. And I thought she has been through a lot, but what I found to be interesting is she's like, I wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't change any of it. And because she's grown from it and it led her on the path to where she is today. And
And she's a pretty successful businesswoman.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Her Jessica Simpson line is $1 billion company.
That's what I thought I read.
Yeah.
Which I would have never
expected. She's extremely honest in this book. And she talks about that. I mean, and she talks about when she dated Tony Romo. I mean, there was stuff that she brought up about him where I was like,
all the Dallas fans were haters.
Oh, I know.
I remember that.
My husband is a big Dallas Cowboys fan, and I remember people treating her so poorly. And, you know, they didn't want her at games. Yeah. And I didn't really realize this at the time, but she addresses how Tony never stuck up for her. And I was like, oh, dang. Lame. But she has this story about him and his house and like checks. I don't want to ruin it if you want to listen to it, but
I'm going to listen to it.
And then I cried at the end, just so that you know. Yeah. Mary just finished it too. I saw her. I know that she was listening to it as well, but I just saw that she posted on Instagram like earlier today that she finished it. So I haven't messaged her yet to see if she cried, but I did.
I'm intrigued.
There's like a surprise at the end that I was not expecting, and it made me cry. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's good.
That's good. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm
going to follow up with you on this.
Yes. All right. It can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach, floral printed leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset, Chalet Dutch Oven, and so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
All right, let's keep this moving. The next one's from Paige. Hey, Amy, I love your podcast and I listen first thing when it comes out. I was wondering how you wake up so early and still seem to have so much energy throughout the day. I never seem to feel well rested and struggle to wake up early. Do you take any vitamins or supplements to help you sleep or give you energy?
Well, first of all, I think you start with the sleep. Like, let's look at how much sleep are you getting. Are you getting the 7 to 9 hours? I know 9 seems crazy because we've just, I know 8 seems like that's what you're supposed to get, but that seems impossible. So you maybe get 6 or 7, but really, people say now our goal should be 8 or 9.
Wow.
And that's, I'm trying to make sleep such a priority, which waking up super early, that means I go to bed super early. And I always have because of the morning show. But, you know, even on the weekends, if I don't have to be up late, I still, my husband and I are trying to get in bed early just so we don't break that routine and that rhythm. So start with sleep. Let's look at how much water are you drinking. I think water intake can be huge on energy levels. And then are you eating regularly and adequately for your body? Are you giving it the fuel that it needs? Food is fuel. And I think sometimes as a society, we can run off caffeine. I know I have been guilty of this, but once I started to shift into not being like scared of eating and food, you know, instead of just drinking a bunch of coffees all day or matcha lattes or tea to kind of curb my appetite, I had more energy. So make sure you're not turning to caffeine if you feel a slump. Like maybe it's really that you need an apple, because that can energize you just as much as a cup of coffee. Also, the supplements I take, like I've told you before, I take a probiotic every day. Occasionally I take food enzymes. I take magnesium before I sleep. And then I take ashwagandha during the day. And the brand that I like, I have brands up on my Amazon page for all those, like radioamy.com, if you want to find those things. And then the ashwagandha, I like Himalaya. It's an organic supplement that you can take that boosts your energy and reduces stress. So it's something that I've been into. I used to do a powder form and throw it in my smoothies, but I wasn't always having a smoothie every day. So now I just take it in the pill form. So Himalaya is the company. And ashwagandha, you may even hear, I do commercials here on the podcast. There was one point, I think they had like a code. Maybe the code was Amy.
Maybe give that a try.
Give that a try. And like you got a free bottle, but I don't know if there was only a limited number of bottles of that. So those are the only supplements that I take. Besides, I guess, is Vital Proteins considered a supplement? Yeah. Which I've started to try Ancient Nutrition. It's another brand that makes collagen. And I also just started some of their probiotics too, because I ran out of my Kimberly Snyder ones. I don't know, just another brand for you to check out if you see it at the store. I actually like it because I do not like all collagen powders. Some of them taste nasty. Even though they say unflavored, they're not. Heads up.
The next one is from Madison. Hey, Amy. So I'm looking to see if you have any great go-to recipes for protein shakes or smoothies. I'm getting a little burnout on my chocolate, spinach, and avocado combo that I do every day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to mix it up. I could see getting burnout for sure, but I guess if you already have chocolate protein powder, I would recommend throwing in some fresh mint and make it like a mint chocolate chip shake. But if you're really burnout, then you might need to get some vanilla protein powder. And I like Garden of Life. They make a good one. Garden of Life actually makes a good one that my kids love. It's what I make their protein pancakes out of. And it's vanilla chai.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That is a good one. And you could maybe do that with some almond milk and frozen blueberries or a frozen banana and a little bit of spinach or greens in there. So Be Well by Kelly. She has a lot of good smoothie recipes up on her blog if you want to go check those out. But I mean, I just kind of try not to think about it too much. Play around with it. Play around with different things. Don't be scared. The only thing I say with smoothies, and I try to watch it, I don't want you to think anything is bad, but even if you go to Be Well by Kelly's, you'll see a lot of hers don't have fruit, but she's trying to watch you spiking your insulin level. And so that's why she's not throwing a bunch of fruit in her smoothies. And when you buy a smoothie out, you kind of need to watch out for that, because they'll load them up with fruit. And fruit is great for you, but it can be high in sugar. So just depending on if you don't want to like crash after, but everybody's different, but doesn't mean you can't have fruit in there, but just play around with the ingredients. Do you have a good smoothie you like?
I'm pretty simple. I do a banana, strawberries, and a lot of spinach.
And then like protein?
I do a protein shake separate where I just do the protein powder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really to get
my
greens.
That's what my kids like.
Because I'm bad at getting
greens. That's the way you get your spinach.
I just load spinach in there.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Yeah.
Mango is another good one with vanilla. Like if you have a plain vanilla protein powder and then you do like some frozen mango and maybe like a chunk of frozen pineapple or something.
Yeah,
it tastes like a piña colada. Try that.
Those are good ones.
Maybe add some rum. Just kidding.
I mean, yeah. All right. Last one's from Tracy. Hey, what is the snack you said you were addicted to on the Bobby Bones show the other day? Hip something.
Oh, it's hippies.
Hippies?
H-I-P-P-E-A-S, like hip peas. And they're like these almost like Cheetos, but a healthier version. Again, I'm learning myself, and this is new for me, and you'll learn on the Disordered Eating podcast that we have coming up, like trying not to categorize foods as bad and good. Even just now talking about putting fruit in the smoothies, like I was trying to be careful with my language because I'm learning and I want to shift the way I speak to you and I speak to myself about food and what is your body asking for and what is going to be nourishing to your body. But hippies is the name and they're really good. And my favorite flavor is vegan white cheddar. They have them at Target and wherever, but that's what the snack I'm addicted to. Like, they're for my kids, but then I end up eating them all, and then my kids don't have snacks. Other snacks that I'm really into right now, which this isn't what we brought up on the Bobby Bone Show, but I will say Purely Elizabeth chocolate sea salt granola. It's so good. It's my jam.
Yeah.
Rice cakes with almond butter and honey.
Good stuff.
So good. Like sea salt popcorn. I like either Boom Chicka Pop or Skinny Pop. Mm-hmm. We buy them in the little single.
Little snack size.
Why couldn't I say that? Single snack size packs, which are good. And my kids also like those too. And then I am obsessed with endangered species almond and sea salt dark chocolate bars right now.
I just tried it here and it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Normally with the endangered species, I eat the 88% dark, but I was at the store and the almond sea salt spoke to me and I was like, I guess I better buy it. I know it's only 72%, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I will live. Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's like that perfect mix of like salty chocolate, and definitely try that out. But I know Whole Foods has it. Target, I think, actually the bar we ate, I got at Target. So boom.
There you go.
I thought I got it at Turnip Truck, but Target has it. So I hope you'll have an amazing Tuesday. Don't forget that Mother Teresa quote that I told you about. Be kind to people. Say kind words because they're easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Namaste. Summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.